To me, one of the scariest things about the food system looking ahead over the next 10 to 15 years is the issue of water. I think water is probably the thing that's going to rear up and bite us first. I think that there are a number of areas which are currently highly productive areas which will in part cease to be productive of the order of the next 10 or 15 years. These are particularly areas which rely on water from underground aquifers at the moment. There's part of northwestern India, which is currently a major breadbasket, largely but not exclusively supplied by underground aquifer water, where the water levels are dropping at rates of meters per year. And we're going to see real shortage for water in those areas, just at the same time as climate change will be affecting the glaciers in the Himalayas in ways that I think at the moment we can't predict, but are worrying. We may see major rivers like the Indus have substantially less water. I don't think we can say that for certain at the moment, but it's something that's risky. And not only in places like India, I think in Europe, in places like southern Spain, in the United States and the Great Basin region, we're going to see real stresses on water. I think there are some exciting technological innovations that can be deployed to help cope with the pressures on water over the next couple of decades. One of the most important is a set of techniques that go under the rubric of precision engineering, which is essentially getting water to exactly where it's used by the crop rather than just spraying water across a whole field. And I think that combined with more efficient irrigation is important. I think that for the bulk crops, the major grains that we rely on for our calories, initiatives such as that are going to be the main strategy. For high value crops, especially things such as vegetables, then I think there's a very important role for hydroponics, where water can be recycled and can be used extremely efficiently. I think it's unlikely that hydroponics could be taken to scale for the major grain crops, but certainly for the more high value crops. I think that we're also going to see innovations in desalination and in water harvesting. There are ways of harvesting humidity from the air, even in quite dry environments. So I think there's a lot of innovation there. I think it needs more investment at the moment, and I think it needs more basic research.